the tornado threat and the severe weather moving up the East Coast tonight. A state of emergency in Mississippi right now, the third day of a deadly storm system. Treacherous travel this holiday weekend. White knuckle driving, you see it there on I-95 in Darien, Georgia. Atlanta firefighters rescuing a truck driver from underneath a fallen tree. And the wreckage of a home after a tornado in Franklin County, Virginia. The radar showing the dangerous storms on the move. The tornado watches in Raleigh up to D.C. and even Baltimore. ABC's David Curley starts us off in Washington, where they're bracing for the storms to hit.
This is the danger tonight, tornadoes. This one touching down in Virginia, picking up debris before the witnesses take cover. When residents emerged in Franklin County, the tornado had taken its toll. The strong winds toppling trees, turning deadly. An 8-year-old girl in Florida killed when a tree struck the home she was in. And an Atlanta truck driver rescued, cut out of his crushed cab. To the north, our Zachary Keesh is in Raleigh.
Here in Raleigh, this wet ground from lots of rain and now these storms are knocking out these huge trees, and it's just getting started.
The storm started before dawn. A gash ripped in a Georgia apartment building, the roof of a Knoxville apartment building torn away.
I didn't know what was going on. I was shaking. I was shocked.
Along with those heavy winds, heavy rains. This along the Georgia-Florida border.
I am right in the middle of the heart of a tornado storm right now.
The storm's cutting power for thousands and more than 1,000 flights canceled. Overnight, 8 tornadoes in Mississippi, the town of Morton taking a direct hit.
And then it just went through in just a matter of seconds, and it was over. I mean, out of blue.
Homes crumbled and cars crushed by the high-end EF2 tornado with winds over 130 miles an hour.
The rain has just picked up again here, and the Mid-Atlantic's preparing for a very rough night tonight. Those tornado warnings in effect till midnight. The strong storm could be bringing winds up to 70 miles an hour. Tom?
Our David Curley leading us off tonight. David, thank you. Let's get right over to Rob Marciano. He's by the West Side Highway here in New York. And Rob, let's time out the storm.
Well, Dom, there is so much wind energy over the Mid-Atlantic right now, but these storms stretch all the way down into South Florida. Look at the radar scope, even reaching back in through parts of Memphis. But clearly, North Carolina and Virginia are the hot spots tonight. Raleigh, first time you've had a minor risk issue in 3 years. So let's time things out and show you the storms getting up through D.C. and Philadelphia, New York City by daybreak, and then getting the heavy rain and really for much of Saturday morning through New England. So much so we expect flash flood watches for nearly all of the Northeast. A little bit quieter on Sunday, but the next few hours, Tom, will be dangerous. Tom?
All right, we'll stay monitoring the storm throughout the weekend. Rob, thank you.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.